So let's review. The Gemara continues to explain the previous Mishnah. Hareveya, v'hanirva, v'hamukta, v'haneved, v'amechir, v'esnan, v'aklaim, v'atrefa, v'yitzidayfin, shekriven, v'chutz, pater. All these psulim, which usually occur before the carbon was brought to the Azara, if one shechted them b'chutz, he's not liable because the Pasuk states, lefnei mishkan Hashem, v'nirchas ishahu. And the Pasuk implies, however, kol she'ein ro lovid lefnei mishkan Hashem, ein chayav nalav. One is not liable for akrav b'chutz for carbonates that are not fit to be brought to the Azara. The Gemara asks, v'ha nami tebiklai min pesach el mayid. Why do these psulim require a separate source to teach that they are pater b'chutz? They can be derived from the Mishnah's previous source in the pasuk v'al pesach el moed lehevioi v'nirchas eshahu. Kol she'in ro lovi al pesach el moed in chayav nalav. One is not liable for akrav b'chutz for carbonates that are not fit to be brought to the Azar. And these psulim are all not fit to be brought to the Azar. The Gemara explains that the first drasha from in pesach el moed includes only cases of hukdush la'achash and nifsal. The animal became hektish after it was already pasul, and the carbon was never fit to be brought to the Azar. While the second drasha from Lefnei Mishkan Hashem includes even cases of hokdesh koidim shenifsal. The animal became hektish before it became pasul, and the carbon was initially fit to be brought to the Azara, but then became pasul and is no longer fit to be brought to the Azara, and even so, one is pater b'chutz. And the Gemara goes on to explain how each of these psulim could occur after it was already hektish. Reve v'nirva. Dakdashinu meikar v'hadaravu. The animal was first consecrated and then used for znus with a person. Since the carbon was initially ro lov bifnim, the pater b'chutz is derived from lefnei mishkan Hashem and not from pesach el moed. Regarding muktzav and neved, the animal at first became hektish of kachim kalim, and then either the carbon was designated as an offering for avodah zara, or the carbon itself was worshipped as an avodah zara. And as the Gemara explains, the Mishnah must follow the opinion of Rabbi Yosef Glili, who holds kachim kalim mamon b'ilam hu. Kachim kalim are considered to be the property of the owner, and therefore he can cause the carbon to become muktzav and neved even after it is hektish. However, according to the opinion of Kachim Kalam Mamun Kavayuhu, Kachim Kalam are the property of Hektish, and the owner cannot cause the carbon to become Muktzim and Nevet after it is Hektish, because Ein Onam Oysid Dabashay Nishaloi, a person cannot cause an Isra upon an item that's not his. Regarding Esnan Umbechir, the carbon was used as payment for a Zayna for his nose, or it was exchanged for a dog. It can occur after Hektish in the case of Vladis Kachim. The Esnan and Mechir were done with the Eber, the fetus of a carbon animal, and the Mishnah follows the opinion of Vladi Kachim, Bava Yasin Hen Kedoshim. The Eber only gets the Kedusha of its mother at birth, but beforehand it's considered Chulun. Therefore, while the Eber was B'mei Ima, it was initially Ro Lova Bifnim through the Hakrava of its mother, but at the same time the Eber could become Esnan and Mechir because it was still Chulun. However, according to the opinion of Vladi Kachim, B'mei Ima Hen Kedoshim, the Eber gets the Kedusha of its mother immediately in the womb, even before birth. The Eber cannot become Esnan Amechir because Ein Odom Eisa Davar She'en Eshaloi. Regarding the cases of Klein V'yetzer Daifen, if the carbon was the offspring of two different breeds, or it was born by cesarean, it can also occur after Hektish in a case of Vladis Kachim, where the fetus was initially rolled over Bifnim through the Hakrava of its mother. The Mishnah continues with a Machlekes Reb Shimon V'Chacham regarding Machus Zman. Reb Shimon holds, Kol Shuro Lov L'Achar Zman, Ariza B'Leisa Sevei Mekaris. If one shechted b'chutz a carbon that was currently disqualified, but would eventually have become eligible for akrava, he's liable only for loisasei, but not for karas. While the chacham hold kosh ein mekaras ein b'loisasei, where there's no karas, there's also no lav. And the Gemara offers two possible sources for the lav, according to Reb Shimon. Shlokish says the source is in the pasuk in Parshas Re'eh. Loisasun kechol asher anachnu oisim pei hayoyim ish kol ayosha be'enav. Moshe Rabbeinu instructed the Yidden ki aliyisu la'aretz yesharis tekrivu chayvus loitekrivu. During the first 14 years after entering into Eretz Yisrael, the Mishkan stood in Gilgal and there was Heter Bamas. An individual was permitted to bring karbanos on the private altar. However, only Nedarim and Nedavim, voluntary karbanos, were permitted, but Chayv, obligatory karbanos, were forbidden, even on the Bama Gedayla in the Mishkan Megilgal until Mishkan Shilu was built. This made the Chayv is Yachid that people would be Makdish during this era, Mechus Zman, premature, and the Lav of Leisasun applies to these karbanos. And according to Rabbi Shimon, one who shechs the Mechus Zman even Bifnim gets Malkis because the Lav of Leisasun applies even on Chayvus brought in the Mishkan Megilgal, which was considered Bifnim. While the Chacham hold that for Mechus Zman there is no Malkis because Hakosim Nitki La'aseh. In Parshas Emma, the Pasuk of Miyoyim Hashmini B'Holi Yerotzeh removes the Leisaseh, and there's only a Mitzvah Saseh not to bring a Mechus Zman, but there's no Malkis. However, Nachum B'Yitzchak disagrees and says that even according to Rabbi Shimon, one who shechs a mechuzes man b'fnim does not get malchus because p'nim de gilgal gabeshi likachutz dami. The Mishkan of Gilgal was considered Bachutz in comparison to Mishkan Shiloh, and therefore Lisasin applies only to Mechuzes Man that is Bachutz, but not to Mechuzes Man that is Bifnim. Rabbi says the source for the law of Mechuzes Man is in a later pasuk in Parshas Re'eh. Lesucha lizboich es ha-pesach ba'achat sharecha. And Rav Shimon says in the Brisa that the pasuk teaches lezebech pesach bebamas yachad b'shas isra bamas shubaloisaseh. A yachad who shechs a carbon pesach on a bamas yachad during the times of isra bamas is liable for a lav. The Gemara initially assumes that isra bamas refers to the era in which a bamas yachad was forbidden. Now, the pasuk cannot refer to achat chatzais. The carbon pesach was shechted during its designated time on Yudal Nisan after chatzais because karas nami mechayiv. Then he ought to get karas for shchutei chutz because it's ro lovi bifnim. Therefore, we must say the pasuk refers to kaidim chatzais. The karm pesach was shechted before its designated time, and even though it was mechuzes man, nevertheless, he is liable for a lav. The Gemara, however, rejects this source because perhaps isra bamas refers to the era in which a bamas yachad was permitted only for nedo and a dava, but not for karm pesach, which is a chayba. And the pasuk refers to achar chatzais in which the karm pesach was not a mechuzes man, and he does not get karis for shchutei chutz because there is a heter bamas, but he is liable for a lav because the karm pesach is fit to be brought on the Bama Gedolah.